Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic Bee Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website at www.theorganicbee.com. If you have any questions for our guests, there are many ways you can contact the show. You can post a question on our wall on Facebook, Skype us, send us a tweet on Twitter to @TheOrganicView, or you can contact me directly at June Stoyer. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@TheOrganicView.com. On today's show, I had the pleasure of welcoming Dr. Svetlana Stanojevich, who specializes in medicinal biochemistry. She is currently working at the Laboratory of Biochemical Researchers in Liskovat. Dr. Stanojevich has been focused on the production of natural medicines derived from plants for the last two decades. So I'd like to welcome to the show Dr. Svetlana Stanojevich. Good afternoon, Doctor, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
And also joining us will be her interpreter, Ina. Thank you, Ina.
Thank you, June.
Dr. Stanojevich, could you please talk about yourself, a little bit about your research, and what also piqued your interest as far as working to discover the impact of neonicotinoids on plants?
Možeš li da nam opišeš malo svoje istraživanja i šta si ti kako si primetila da neonicotinoidi utiču na biljke?
20 godina radim sa poučavam bilje.
She has been working for 20 years and she has been examining plants.
I u početku sam koristila ono što je baš virus.
And at the beginning, she has been using plants from her garden.
Živjeli smo četiri godine skoro. Samo je bilo povrće i voće fantastično. Kad smo došli u grad, onda je počelo da nestaje.
Before that, she has been living in country for 4 years and they had a really good plants. Fruits, vegetables, but when they came here in the city and when they were starting to have plants again in their yard, she noticed that her plants, fruits, vegetables, everything was slower and starting to disappear.
Povrće je nestajalo, a one korovske biljke mi nisu davale taj olej koji sam pravila, nije bio isto već.
So the plants were starting to disappear, and the effect, the positive effect that plants had in her medicines was also starting to reduce. I mean, the medical effect was starting to disappear also, and she was starting to get worried because she didn't know what was going on.
Povrće je nestalo, bukvalno nestalo. A onda sam išla iz veza van grada daleko, negde najčešće oko manastira i crkava, Čičan. Onda tamo sam brala biljke koje su davale fantastične rezultate. Povratne informacije su bile mnogo bolje ako se koriste biljke što je dalje od naslijednih mjesta i gdje je uopšte prst.
Okay, so that's why she was starting to go far away from city and she was starting to pick up plants around monasteries, around churches, on the places which were far away from city, and she noticed then from her patients that the medical effect of her products was getting better and better, and it was excellent. And on the other side, the effect of medicines which were made from plants she had been using in her yard was absolutely awful, and the patient didn't like it at all. and that was a big problem to her.
What happened with the plants from her yard? Were they exposed to something?
Da li si otkrila nešto šta se događalo sa biljkama u tvom dvorištu?
Gubile su miris najviše, znači alkaloida je najviše, najbolje je prepoznati po miris. Gubile su miris, gubile su, hrana je gubila ukus, jednostavno ne stajala kao poparena, ne znam, su nosili. A što je najbitnije, nije bilo efekata lečiti sa njima. Nema alkaloida, jednostavno se videlo, znači kako da zaceli kao kad se rana, kao kad se to ne zalese i sklani.
So she noticed that her plants don't have that aroma, that smell they used to have, and she can recognize a good plant because of her aroma, and that's why she noticed that the level of alkaloids which produce that aroma is getting smaller and smaller, and that's when she started to research, and she found out that her neighbors were using insecticides, pesticides, and that inside those chemicals are neonicotinoids, that bad substances which are carried away very easily by wind, and they were flying from yard to yard, and they were harming other plants, and that was the case with her plants in her yard.
Thank you. Can you also talk about the impact of the healing properties that a plant produces when it's in its natural state as opposed to when it's genetically modified?
Znači, možeš li da kažeš nešto o tome kakav je pozitiv efekat ima biljka kada je genetski modifikovana, a kakav kada je čista biljka?
Genetski modifikovana biljka nema efekta. Najlakši primjer uvek govorim o soji. Nema soje bez genetski modifikovane soje. I onda mi priča kako ono, koliko godinama već koriste, a sve ranije žene idu u klimat, što se ne dobijaju nikako dojče. Žete, ono, slikovi, to je najjednostavniji primjer.
Okay, so she's saying that GMO plants don't have any effect at all. So they're 100% bad. And she's also saying that the example of that is soy. You can take that. Soy is that
estrogen
that doesn't exist without GMO, and that's why people don't know that. But GMO plants, as well as soy and everything, affect infertility in women. They affect that aggressive state in men. And it doesn't have anything good inside them, and they're just harming more and more to people, and they don't know that they're using it. Meat is also starting to be more GMO, and we're eating meat almost every day, and we don't know that meat has a big influence in our behavior, in our health. Let's just say that.
Are the plants as effective when it comes to using the plants for medicinal purposes? Are they as effective or less effective, should I say, if the plant is genetically modified? In other words, a plant that's genetically modified, can it be used successfully for medicinal purposes?
Da li biljka koja je genetski modifikovana može da bude uspješno korišćena za medicinske svrhe?
Za sada nema takvih istraživanja, što je moje neko maštanje, ali kada bi se povećao, biljka ima vrlo složenu strukturu. alkaloida ponekad ima 100 zatrž i po 100 alkaloida. Alkaloidi su sve substance su ukomponovane specifično i ako se malo nešto pomeri, neće to, nije od Boga blagosloveno, što bi se reklo. Genski modifikovana GMO lekovito bilje ne postoji.
Okay, so she's saying that no, plants which are GMO and which can be used for medicine don't exist. So GMO plants are plants which don't have the enough level of alkaloids inside them, and without alkaloids, you can't use a plant in medicine. The effect wouldn't exist, and that's why GMO is very harmful. So no, it doesn't have any good effect in healing and in medicine.
Thank you. Can you please talk about your research involving hybrids and what you have discovered about the medicinal benefits from plants that are hybrids?
Da možete nam kaži nešto o svojim istraživanjima u vezi hibrida i o tome kako mogu da ih
Hibridi su za sada samo zlo.
For now, hybrids are only just the pure evil.
Nikakve istraživanje ne postoje o posljedicama.
And there are no researches about the effect that they're giving.
Počeli su za trave ukrasne sveće od otrovnika. Koliko ima otrovnika? Ali se to nosi u kući. Ja lično nisam smela da ih upotređu. Međutim, to je izuzetno futuristički, kao što je Božidar Benedik opisivao u svojoj otoniju. Tako je on nazvao taj preparat svoj da produži vek ljudi da bi pobegli sa zemlje u tuširanju sa zemljom. Toliko je nismo ti. Znači, još uvek se ne radi da se poveća koncentracija alkaloida, nego da se poboljša izgled i hranilo se.
Okay, so she's saying that hybrids are just good from outside. They're hybrid is tulip, for example, and it just has a physical it's just beautiful, but it doesn't have anything good inside itself. I mean,
for medicinal purposes, the plant doesn't have the same value. In other words,
she said that they don't have any good effect in medicine, and they are only beautiful from outside, and that's all. They don't have anything else. They're poison, and people don't know that when they're bringing them inside their houses, but they don't know how harmful they are. And the researchers, as far as she knows, on hybrids are not big enough, and that's why their structure isn't familiar 100% yet.
Thank you. Let's talk about propolis. Do neonicotinoids impact the medicinal benefits and effectiveness of propolis?
Da pričamo malo o propolisu, da li medicinski efekat, da li neonicotinoidi utiču na medicinski efekat propolisa?
Pričamo, da sam u početku pričamo ekstrakovala propolis koji je izuzetno tvrd, čak i one, kako je, one strugotine su davale na dnu šerpe izuzetno čvrstu masu koja se izuzetno teško nožem čistila samo što sam imala sektora go posuđa. Međutim, kasnije, već sada, s godinama, taj propolis nije više isti. On se lakše sa biljkama izmeša, znači ima više onog substance propolisu koji se zove hidrosolubila, lakše se izmeša, ne daje tu gustinu, ranije je davao gustinu onog kao pas. Međutim, toga više nije. Kad se ranije ispitivala, to je bio fantastičan antibiotik, da je i sada antibiotiko to je svoj, ali u tiču. Pčele prenose čak i u tom. Ranije je moglo, znači i niž da uđe da ga one potpuno okruže time i da blokira i da ne može da diše. A sada više nestaju. Počitava ležišta pčela ne.
Okay, so she's saying that yes, neonicotinoids have a very big influence on propolis. At the beginning of her work with propolis, she noticed that the propolis was very strong, it was very tough, it was dark, and when she was working with propolis and she was putting it in the dish, the ground on the ground was a very tough mess, and the rest of the propolis was very kind of damp, extremely damply, and it was like pasta. And she really liked to work with propolis, but now she has noticed that propolis isn't just like it used to be. I mean, it isn't tough anymore. It isn't dense anymore like it used to be, and it doesn't have that effect, that good effect that can be used in medicine like before, and that's because of neonicotinoids. Because these, they of course bring those neonicotinoids because of the pesticides and everything, and that is what harms and what brings them to propolis. And it's very harmful because also propolis has it's like safe for bees when they have enough propolis and when the propolis is strong. But now when we have a great amount of neonicotinoids inside the propolis, not only that effect, that good effect that propolis has is reducing, that safeness that propolis used to give to bees is getting smaller and smaller, and people don't know that without bees we can live for 3 years because they're very important. Without them we practically wouldn't exist, and that's why neonicotinoids are very, very bad. So they're harming not only the plants, they're harming propolis and everything else.
U ostalom vlasti znaju da se ne miša 20. godišnje, a svako kocova pčela nosi i propolis, sve pčeli bi proizvode i med na ispitivanje na sadove vlasti. Znači moraju ime i obavljati zakonice.
And we in city of Niš, here in Serbia, people who are having bees, because they know that that effects of neonicotinoids are once or twice in a year taking the propolis on examination so that they can see if the amount of neonicotinoids is very bad, so that they don't give the propolis to be used. And that's very good, but unfortunately it's just in that city, and it isn't. In other cities, people don't take care of it, and that's very bad because we're using something that is just harming us, not helping us in any way.
Thank you, Dr. Stanojevic. It has been a pleasure speaking to you today. I really appreciate all of your time. I just want to say thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And folks, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.